Hey, my name is Godwin Idiomo, and you're listening to GI Nutrition Podcast. In this episode, we'll delve into specific nutrients that people living with sickle cell disease need to manage their condition. We'll discuss the importance of iron, folate, vitamin B12, vitamin D, another key nutrients, and how they can be obtained through diet and supplements. Hello and welcome to my podcast. In this episode, we'll be talking about an important topic, which is essential micronutrients for sickle cell disease management. Let's get started. Firstly, we're talking about iron. Iron is an important nutrient for people living with sickle cell disease, as it helps in the production of red blood cells. However, too much iron can be harmful to people with sickle cell disease, as it may cause iron overload. Iron overload can occur when excess iron accumulates in various organs, including the liver, heart, and endocrine glands, which can result in organ damage and dysfunction. People living with sickle cell disease commonly experience anemia. And to compensate for chronic anemia, the body tends to increase iron absorption from the diet. This increased absorption can further contribute to iron overload in the body. While iron overload can be very concerning, it's also important to ensure that people living with sickle cell disease receive adequate amounts of iron for normal body function. Iron is essential for the production of red blood cells, hemoglobin, and oxygen transport, which makes monitoring iron consumption helps strike a balance between avoiding overload and ensuring sufficient levels for healthy blood production. Monitoring iron levels also helps in identifying iron overload early and allows for appropriate intervention to prevent complications. Therefore, it is important to consult with your doctor or your dietitian to determine the right amount of iron needed. Iron can be gotten through supplements, although it is important to be taken under the supervision and guidance of your medical practitioner. It's also gotten through foods like your lean meat, poultry, fish, legumes, fortified cereals, and leafy green vegetables. Another important nutrient is folate. Folate, also known as vitamin B9 or folic acid, is essential for red blood cell production and DNA synthesis. People living with sickle cell disease may have an increased risk of folate deficiency due to increased red blood cell turnover. Good sources of folate include dark leafy green vegetables, lentils, fortified cereals, citrus fruits, and beans. Folate supplementation may be recommended under the guidance of a healthcare professional. Vitamin B12. It is also essential for people with sickle cell disease. It is necessary for proper functioning of the nervous system and the production of red blood cells. Vitamin B12 can be obtained through supplements or by consuming foods rich in vitamin B12 like meat, fish, and dairy products. If you are a vegetarian, it is suggested that you meet your doctor to discuss about vitamin B12 supplementations. Vitamin D. Vitamin D plays an essential role in bone health, immune functions, and in reducing inflammation. Individuals with sickle cell disease may have an increased risk of vitamin D deficiency due to limited sunlight exposure and decreased production in the skin. Good sources of vitamin D can include fatty fish like your salmon, mackerel, catfish, fortified dairy products like your fortified yogurt or milk, egg yolks, and exposure to sunlight. Vitamin D supplementation may be necessary, especially in regions with limited sunlight. Vitamin A. Vitamin A is essential for maintaining healthy skin, eyes, and immune system. People with sickle cell disease can obtain vitamin A through supplements or by consuming foods such as sweet potato, carrots, or any brightly colored foods like your green leafy vegetables, your bell peppers, and the rest of it. Vitamin C. Vitamin C is an antioxidant that aids in the absorption of iron from plant-based sources. It's also involved in the production of collagen and proper immune function. Good sources of vitamin C include citrus, strawberries, kiwis, bell peppers, tomatoes, tatashe, scotch bonnets, leafy green vegetables. Zinc. Zinc is involved in immune function, wound healing, and cell division. Good sources of zinc include seafoods, lean meats, poultry, nuts, seeds, whole grains, and legumes. Adequate intake of zinc is important for overall health and immune support in individuals living with sickle cell disease. Magnesium. Magnesium is involved in various biochemical processes and plays a role in muscle and nerve functions. It can be found in foods such as whole grains, nuts, seeds, dark chocolates, and green leafy vegetables. Calcium. Calcium is essential for strong bones, muscles, and muscle function, nerve transmission, and even blood clots. However, individuals with sickle cell disease may be at an increased risk of calcium deficiency due to factors such as reduced calcium absorption due to medication side effects or another reason. It is important to include calcium-rich foods in your diet, such as dairy products like your milk, yogurt, and cheese, leafy green vegetables like broccoli, kale, spinach, ugu, bitter leaf, nuts and seeds, fortified grains, and so much more. If necessary, calcium supplementation can be considered under the guidance of a healthcare practitioner. Finally, but not the least, selenium. Selenium is an essential trace mineral that acts as an antioxidant, supporting immune function and protecting cells from damage. Research suggests that individuals with sickle cell disease may have lower selenium levels compared to the general population. Good sources of selenium include seafoods, poultry, lean meats, eggs, whole grains, and legumes. If selenium deficiency is suspected, consult a healthcare professional to determine if selenium supplementation is necessary. In conclusion, people living with sickle cell disease need to pay attention to the nutrients they take. A healthy diet and the right supplements under the guidance of your doctor can help manage symptoms and improve overall health. It is important to consult a doctor or a dietitian to determine the right amount of nutrients needed. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you found it valuable and insightful. Remember, knowledge is power, and I am committed to empowering my listeners with engaging discussions on various topics regarding nutrition and sickle cell. To stay connected, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform. By subscribing, you would never miss an episode, and you will be notified when new content is available. I also value your feedback and suggestions. If you have any topic ideas, questions, or comments, please reach out to us. We appreciate your engagement and want to create content that resonates with you. For the latest updates, behind-the-scenes insights, and announcements, follow us on Instagram at GINutrition_podcast. That is GINutrition_podcast to join our community and be part of the conversation. Additionally, if you're interested in private nutrition consultations, feel free to reach out to me directly. Thank you for your support, and we look forward to bringing you more informative and insightful episodes. Until next time, take care and keep expanding your knowledge.